This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
I love how karma kind of just comes back around in less 24 hours.
Everybody can get got. We all know this, and the scripts get you. You never know who it's going to be. It was my turn today. Little dancing queen for you there, Bart Scott.
You tough, right?
Of course. You kidding me?
People get out every day, B.
I've been got a lot more than that. All right, it's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We're going to have a special hour number three of the show. And to kick off, of course, hour number three, Bart Scott, what does it mean when it's hour number three on this show?
Well, even especially today, I mean, you talk about we're trying to get history with Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to get what we need and make everybody happy so we can put this national story to bed, we need him to bring a little power.
Yes.
And what better time to bring a little power?
Than?
Than the power! Hour! 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 Ow, ow,
the Yankees ow. And the Yankees, yeah. The Yankees and the Texas Rangers have a doubleheader today. They're about to get started in, is it Arlington or is it Fort Worth? I don't even know now where that new stadium is. But it's right next to Jerry World.
Ah.
So they are about to get started, and Aaron Judge is leading off against John Gray. And when Aaron Judge is ready for his at-bat, we will send it to the Yankees Radio Network. You will hear the call of his at-bat. And if he happens to hit number 62.
You're welcome.
Oh, we're going to, yeah, exactly, you're welcome. And we're going to talk about it. And you're going to sit there and you're going to like it.
Pitch him inside.
But it's, you know, again, it's he's been waiting. There's not much time left in the season.
He wanted over with so like he can get the rest he needs. He needs a rest.
No, I think if he hits it, I think
yeah,
that's it.
Shut down.
If you're Aaron Boone, don't you just take him out of the game?
Yeah, shut him down.
Take him out of the game.
What if he wants 64?
I think 62 is enough. You don't get greedy. The only reason why he's still playing is because of that. Now, is he also playing because he's at 311 and the Triple Crown right now, Arise, which I think is hilarious because it sounds like all Rise. Arise has 315, and, you know, my hammy hurts. I can't play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sit on that 315, right?
That's what you do, baby.
I want that batting title. I don't want you to get it.
So if Aaron Judge hits a home run, does he sit it down because he wants to triple Chris out?
Well, I mean, again, I don't think that one hit will get you to 315. Okay. So you just got to see what really the priority is. I think the priority is to get 62. If he can get it here, great. And maybe you can shut it down. It's a doubleheader.
Who's that
There's
guy?
No reason
Jose
to play.
Reyes? Who is he? Jose Reyes?
Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees, told this story last night. He and David Cohn were talking about Ted Williams. And Ted Williams was sitting at the year he hit 400.
Yeah.
He was sitting at 3.995, which they would have rounded up to 400.
Mm-hmm.
They had a doubleheader to finish the season. He could have sat on it. He said, no, I'm going to play. Because he didn't believe in sitting it out. Played a doubleheader that they didn't need. He went 6-for-8.
Mm-hmm.
he got the legit 400.
Yeah, he knew who was pitching that day.
Both games. But, I mean, for Judge, you're going to play him. If he doesn't get a home run in the first game, are you really going to play him in the second game of the doubleheader?
Yeah.
Or at least DH him, probably?
Well, at least he's in a place that's warm. That's a good point. What you worry about.
Well, Judge is DHing in this game. I'm looking at the lineup right now. So he's not playing the field in game one.
What you worry about, though, right now, because it's such cool weather around – you know, because we got the remnants of the hurricane
up here.
You know, and you worry about like these guys, especially like I worry about Giancarlo because these guys, stop and start.
He hit a bomb last night.
Yeah, number 30 for him. Like with as much time as he's missed.
Yeah.
Like 30 is, you can round that up to if he would have been healthy all year.
Well, of course.
You can round that up to about 40, 45 homers.
They got three guys hit 30 home runs this year.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing, right? With Rizzo as well.
And one missed damn near an entire year.
That's right. Rizzo's missed a lot of time. He has missed,
Giancarlo
Stanton has missed a lot of time. But that was
what's his real name? Y'all told me his real name. What was his name before he changed?
It was Mike.
Mike.
He was Mike Stanton when he first came in the league. But then
Stanton sounds like a male dancer name.
Well, Mike Stanton was a pitcher for the Yankees back in the day.
Mike Stallion or something like that. Sound like it. Like,
Stallion?
That's his stripper name.
I don't know if it's a stripper name.
Mike Stallion.
But still. So, again, the Yankees have a doubleheader today. Aaron Judge is still at 61 home runs. And his numbers over the last couple about the last week or two of games, he's got the one home run that got him to 61 that tied the Yankee and American League record with Roger Maris. He was able to do that in Toronto. But it's the only home run he's hit now in the last, I think, about 12 games.
Yeah.
So it's been a struggle. You know it's on his mind. He probably just get it over with and then exhale, relax, and move on. But teams have not pitched to him. They've pitched around him.
Why would I pitch to him? I'm trying to win the game. And maybe they're
– what are the Texas Rangers playing for
right
now?
But what I'm saying is
– I'm not saying to throw a meatball. I don't want to see the Brett Favre thing.
Want a meatball?
Yeah, I don't want the Brett Favre thing either. That's not what I'm saying.
But also,
it also is noticeable, though, that you know this is going on with him.
But also, like to your point, we kind of talked about it off air, the fact that they're pitching around him and nobody's making them pay the price may be a strategy.
They've been winning.
What I'm saying, it may be a strategy that you walk Judge – and knowing that the Yankees have been horrible as far as runners on base, left on base, like the last couple of years when it comes to the postseason.
I understand they're trying to get some guys going. Now, Stanton is not in this lineup. Torres is again not in the lineup. No Donaldson either. No LeMahieu who played last night. This lineup is a lot of
meh.
Yeah, well, I mean not meh, but just a lot of backups and guys. They're trying to decide who they want to have in the. In the lineup for the postseason. But if he – 62, does it – I mean, again, we always talked about this. In New York, it's a big story. Is it a big story to you, Bart? Because you're not – I mean, I know you're a Mets guy, but you're not really – you're more a Detroit guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, is it still a big story even though it's not technically the major league record?
I mean, it is. Whenever you see greatness, you recognize it and you honor it. And this is a special season by a special player. And this may be the best season that he ever has. Right, so this may be the best season he ever has. Like, I don't see anybody or see him topping this season. I know Bond said they see him maybe
McGuire
even.
McGuire thinks that he can do it again.
73.
Yeah.
But a lot of things got to go right. I mean, he's been unbelievably healthy for the last two seasons. So, I mean, you just hope that, this isn't the high point of the Yankee season. But, definitely a special season for Aaron Judge. So, I mean, I want him to get it just because. It can't help into a better person. Like
you, the way he's handling it, right?
If you're not a Yankee fan, he's not self promoting.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that goes about his business. It seems like, whether he believe it or not, like he's like harnessed the Derek Jeter always saying the right thing type of
don't make it about
personality.
Me, make it about the team.
Even if he is making it about him, it doesn't come off as inauthentic as well. It comes off as authentic that he really don't care. He's just trying to. Does he want it? Yes. Does he want it at all costs? No. So. I'm for that, so I'm rooting for the kid, and
I'll tell you what, it'll really be interesting whenever the postseason is over.
Yeah,
what happens in the offseason, because a season like this, a historic one like this, with the numbers he's put up, again coming inches from a triple crown, and the home run record, how the Yankees handle this, because that's going to be the question. That's going to be what comes up next is what is now going to be the cost to keep him, and are the Yankees willing to pay it? And would you be crazy to let him leave? I think they'd be crazy to let him leave.
When's the last time we've ever seen a player have a season like Aaron Judge had?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
All right, well, that was quick.
And meh.
Looking for first pitch fastball, probably.
Could he at least file one off so I can go get what I printed out?
I mean, that's, yeah. Well, if you're thinking about it, too, again, getting it over with, what are you thinking of? This is, Gray is a fastball, but also a slider pitcher. You want to avoid the slider because that's his Eleanor.
Probably want to try and catch the first
pitch. So you're thinking maybe first pitch fastball, let me sit on it, and he grounds it to short, so... One more at bat, and also an 0-for-1, which drops him now to 310, his batting average. Yeah, it's amazing, right? Goes from 311 to 310 just on one at bat.
It's a big drop, man.
So, anyways, that's it. We continue to wait. Now, if the show is still going on and somehow, some way, he is back up at the plate, we will break back in again and get the call. But Aaron Judge grounding out on the first pitch of the game. for him seeking number 62. We'll get a little bit of perspective, of course, on this and more in a couple of seconds here from Buster Olney. It's Barton Hahn. We're brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done. So what's it going to cost for the Yankees to keep Aaron Judge? And also, what's it going to look like in the postseason once he's back to zero with the home run? How will teams handle it? And are the Dodgers the team to beat? A lot to get to, and we'll get to all that. But first, Bart, tell us about Body Armor.
This football season, Body Armor is a choice for hard work and hydration. Whether you're running plays on the field or cheering on the home team, Body Armor keeps you on top of your game with potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. Buy any one Body Armor between now and November 1st for a chance to win a $100 DraftKings gift card. No purchase necessary. Gear up this fall with Body Armor sports drink. More than a sports drink. Void where prohibited. Open to residents of U.S. 21 years or older.
All right, Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. Joined by the aforementioned, one of our favorite people to talk to, Buster Olney, who joins us right now at ESPN. Senior writer, Baseball Tonight podcast as well. Buster, how are we doing? It felt like, I don't know if you were watching, but it felt like he was trying to jump on first pitch fastball, just get this thing over with, and grounds out, so the wait continues for number 62.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. In that weekend series against the Red Sox, it felt like that he was starting to feel the stress, and then last week up in Toronto, you began to see him, you know, take more first pitch strikes, and this was a time when, after watching that plate appearance, you realize he understands he's got about 15 more plate appearances to get this done, if it's going to happen. And so he was going to be aggressive coming out. Plus, you know, we had Tony Beasley, the manager of the Rangers, come out yesterday and basically said, we're not going to intentionally walk him. We're coming at him. And that's what we've seen from the Rangers pitcher so far.
Now, you know, let's talk about, like, just where this season puts Aaron Judge and, you know, what type of numbers we're talking about. But I guess that's not really the point. The point is, will the Yankees get the last chance to match? And at what point do the Yankees say, you know what, we can't afford that, or we're unwilling to go that far?
It's an interesting question, Bart. I can tell you that, you know, I've talked to a lot of executives of other teams, and they're skeptical that Judge would leave the Yankees. You know, they feel like, hey, these are the New York Yankees. This is a superstar player. This is a guy that clearly they value and checks every box. And so they assume that in the end, the Yankees increased their offer from the spring significantly at $213.5 million. But I would say this. We don't really know what Aaron Judge wants, okay? We know that the Yankees offered him that contract in the spring, and his answer wasn't, no, if you increase the offer to $280 million or $300 million, I'm just pulling numbers out of the air, then we have a deal. He just said no. All he said is no. And so we don't know in the end if the Giants step up and they make a huge offer. You know, the team that he rooted for as a kid, where it's only 100 miles away from where he went to high school. Is that where he wants to go? Is it about the money? You know, and by the way, which would be completely his prerogative. If the Mets, after seeing this power drought this year and how when they play a team like the Braves, they look like the middleweight compared to a heavyweight. You know, if Steve Cohen jumped out there with a huge number with the Mets chase, you know, maybe Aaron Judge is the one who says, look, I want the biggest dollar figure. We don't know what Aaron wants.
Yeah, he has kept a lot of that close to vest. Now, just a few seconds ago while you were talking there, Oswaldo Cabrera hits a home run, his sixth of the year since he's been called up. And it's just kind of funny, in the same inning where Judge is looking for a home run, last night you had Marwin Gonzalez hit a home run. Then Judge is out, and I think he struck out, and then followed up by Giancarlo Stanton, who hit a bomb. Like, so it's like everything around him is a home run except for his, so the wait certainly continues. Buster, you mentioned the Braves, and the Mets and the Braves, that series over the weekend suddenly caught everybody's attention about the last race left, really, when it comes to the division. And the Mets got rained out last night. It's pouring in New York again today. It's going to be miserable weather here, and they were supposed to get a doubleheader in. Is there a contingency on this thing if they can't play all these games in time since the wild card begins Friday?
Yeah, I'm sure that if you ask Major League Baseball officials or gave them decisions that they probably this thing resolved. Like if the Braves won today and, mm-hmm. and clinched the division, it probably wouldn't break their hearts. You know, I've talked to people in Central Baseball, and if there are games that are unplayed, that are no longer relevant to the standings, then they're just going to leave those unplayed and begin to focus on the playoffs. But, yeah, it's kind of a mess right now, especially if you're the Mets and you're trying to get your pitching ready for, you know, potentially a series that probably for them is going to start on Friday.
And you talk about the pitching, and, you know, the pitching let them down, you know, wasn't able to get that one game, and then how ironic is
yeah, they just
that,
one.
That the Braves lose the next mm-hmm. next game.
Of course.
And, like, it kind of got me thinking about, you know, if they go to the wild card, we know how difficult it's going to be because it's going to mess their rotation up. But it got me thinking about, is it a world where Cohen lets Jacob deGrom walk away because he hasn't been healthy and he hasn't kind of, you know, come up in the big moment? You know, we're expecting deGrom to come do what deGrom does against the Braves, and they were able to hit him. And he hasn't looked great his last couple of outings. You know, have we maybe seen DeGrom after this season, you know, in a Mets uniform for the last time?
Yeah, and I think the DeGrom situation is a little bit like the Judge situation, that we don't really know for sure what DeGrom wants. But I would say this, you know, the other day, sort of under the radar, the Braves worked out a one-year contract with Charlie Morton for $20 million. And the talk among some of the agents that I spoke with, they believe that part of the reason why the Braves made that move was to essentially take them out of the public conversation about whether or not they would go after DeGrom or, say, someone like Adam Wainwright, who's a Georgia product, and he's a free agent in the fall as well. They wanted to get their business wrapped up, because once you add Charlie Morton to that, those other group of starters, Max Fried, Kyle Wright, that's it. Like, the Braves don't really have another big move to do in their rotation. And, you know, the theory among some of the agents I spoke with is that DeGrom, as we know, it is best, is one of the best pitchers in baseball, but there's enormous risk. Like, the injuries tell you that. You know, all the time that he's missed over the last few years, I think everyone's got to respect for him, how competitive he is. But at this point, it's going to be really interesting to see not only, you know, another team, how far they would go in terms of bidding on DeGrom because of the injury history, but also where the Mets go. Because I got to tell you, when you look at what the Mets have and you look at what they need going forward, I don't think there's any doubt that their biggest need in 2023, 2024 is a power hitter. Like, that was a glaring difference between the two teams down in Atlanta over the weekend. And the Braves have this young lineup. The Mets need another power hitter. And I think we can all think of the name of one power hitter who's going to be available this winter, who's going to be really expensive.
You are starting trouble. Buster only joining us right now, our ESPN MLB senior writer. I want to read you a tweet that we just got while we're talking here, because I did want to ask you about this, but I'm going to let somebody else asked it. So Mike Pack 168 said, I'm hearing a lot of talk about Judge trying to get to 62. Where's Pujols props? And he said he wished to call in, but I'll tell you what, Mike, we'll let Buster answer it. Are we, like, in this whole thing, because again, Albert Pujols got to 700, he's actually beyond it now. Did we make too much of Judge because it's in New York? Should Pujols be getting more attention? How do you feel about this as just a baseball guy?
I think they both have gotten a lot of attention, and I love the fact that Albert essentially has redrawn the perception of his career with what he's done over the last year and a half. Imagine if he had retired, guys, when the Angels released him in the spring of 2021. And there are a lot of baseball executives who thought he was basically done. But he signs with the Dodgers. He embraces the part-time role. They loved him in the clubhouse. He goes to the Cardinals. He has that great showing in the home run derby. He hits all these home runs in the second half, and that all feels worthy of a guy who really is an inner circle Hall of Famer. He's in the conversation for the greatest first baseman ever, as opposed to if he had retired last year, we would have been talking about his slow fade after he joined the Angels, which would not have been worthy of him.
Buster, are the Dodgers, with all their starting pitching concerns, are they still the team that you think is the team to beat? Does the World Series go through L.A. again?
Alan, I think it goes through Atlanta.
Wow.
You know, I think they have a real shot. In fact, I'm going to pick them when I turn in the picks to ESPN.com to be the first team since the 98 to 2000 Yankees to go back-to-back. you know, a few weeks ago we had the Braves on Sunday Night Baseball, and I walked up to one of their longstanding members, and I said, I think you guys are better than you were last fall. And without a beat, missing a beat, he looked at me and said, I completely agree with you. It's not only about the power, okay, and deep starting pitching. Think about these numbers. Since June 1st, the Braves have 179 homers. The Mets, 117. But there's also the experience now that they've gone into October, you know, every fall. I had a conversation about this with the shortstop, Dansby Swanson, the other day about, you know, how all of that, you know, all those calluses built up over repeated Octobers becomes a weapon. And he looked at me, he was nodding, and goes, you know, it becomes part of your DNA. Not only do we expect to win games, but we expect to win at a high level. They're going to be a really difficult out, especially with how well they're playing right now.
Yeah, it's the run that they went on, and the Mets were playing so well, and yet it didn't matter. They covered all that ground. It really is incredible. And the National League, boy, that's going to be some playoff series just to get to the World Series. Buster, great to talk to you as always. Thanks so much for the insight.
All right, guys. Good to talk with you.
Buster Olney, starting trouble, creating that, hey, the Mets could steal Aaron Judge from the Yankees. They need power.
I dig it.
And you know the owner. He's not afraid to write a check.
Will Lactavius,
puts pressure on the Yankees.
Will Lactavius come over and be loyal to Mets, to the Mets, if Aaron Judge is a Met?
Well, no, we don't root for people. Yeah. We root for laundry.
No. Listen, first of all, you don't root for people.
I don't root for
people.
He's
from
either.
The new school.
No,
the new school say you root for who you love.
So you're saying he's
like, how
that,
many people root for LeBron no matter where he goes?
Mm-hmm. So that's
the new era. So you're are you allowed to?
Lactavius is like from that, you know, that younger generation.
Yeah.
That they don't really, they're not loyal to anything.
I mean, but
they're
stars. Loyal to the people. Right. I mean, like, we saw Daryl Strawberry in this world go play for both.
Yeah.
Right. There's been plenty of guys who played for both. Well, do you not root for them? Do you hate them after that point? If Aaron Judge goes to the Mets, let's ask the people.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Buster put it out there as a possibility.
A big possibility.
If it happens, I mean, especially because if the Yankees let him go and they let him go to the Mets, are you more mad at Judge for going to the Mets and taking their money? Or are you more mad at the Yankees and say, you know what? I'm rooting for Judge and the Mets. That's the hardest thing to do.
What a 1-2 punch, him and Dom Smith.
Let's go!
Why Dom Smith?
Let's go! 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want you to tune into the Interleague Battle tonight. You got the Astros hosting the Phillies, who just clinched the playoffs for the first time in 10 years. Coverage begins 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Odell Beckham Jr. was in New York, actually New Jersey. Why was he visiting the Giants facility? We'll discuss. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Commercial insurance flexes to fit your business's needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverage and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes. Dougie Fresh, your own, at progressivecommercial.com. Jameson Taillon, man, not making a case to be a starter in the playoffs. My God.
Meh.
I'll tell you what, the Texas Rangers are probably like juiced up because they got a big crowd. Like, there's attention on all this stuff. And they haven't had it. Nobody has given a damn about them since like June. So maybe that's also a part of the deal. Yankees and Texas Rangers going on right now. A doubleheader. Aaron Judge had his first at-bat of the game. He led off and grounded out on the first pitch. And so 0-for-1 and still chasing 62. Meanwhile, as we were talking about all that stuff, Bart just threw out this crazy notion, as Buster Olney suggested, that if the Yankees aren't going to pay up, it would not surprise him if maybe the Mets, if not the Giants, would ante up and bring in, because one thing the Mets need is another power hitter next to Pete Alonso. And so Bart said, how many Yankee fans would change affiliations if their team let him walk because they didn't want to pay him?
Mm-hmm.
And he takes the 7 train all the way to Flushing.
Look good in that role.
And now he's a Met. Lactavia says no. I say the same thing. I'd be pissed off at the Yankees, no doubt.
Pissed off at the Yankees?
But I wouldn't be a fan. We shall see. So let's get some calls on this. Chris in Jersey, start us off, Chris.
If Judge went to Mets or anybody else, I root for the laundry.
Yeah.
That's not for the player.
Yeah. The pinstripe is what it's about. But you'd be mad, though. You'd be mad, though.
Oh, yeah, I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed at the Yankees. I'd be pissed at Judge. And I'm probably the extremist. This is why I don't want him breaking 61. Because I don't want to hit 62 and leave him.
Yeah.
So how old are you? What generation are you representing? The baby boomers, Gen
48.
Z? 48. He's 48. So he's okay. Around 48. My age.
Yeah. You're from the old school, you know what I'm saying? But these new whippersnappers.
Take it easy
nowadays,
with old school. All right?
These new whippersnappers, you know what I'm saying? They root for the player,
yeah.
Right? Because now this is the time where
millennials, yeah, you're saying, right?
Gen Z.
But Chris is about the laundry. I think I'm the same way. But
the laundry failed you because they should have got it.
No,
her
the
done.
Laundry didn't fail me. It's the front office that I like. To me, again, it's the decision making that if they do let this happen. Now we're talking about things that haven't happened yet, but still, it's a hypothetical. James in New York. James, your thoughts?
What's going on, guys?
What's
listen,
happening?
You get mad at your team. You get mad at your team. You hate the player. That's how I looked at it. You want to go, that's your decision.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk 250, 300, 350 million, whatever. What are we talking about at that point? You're going to make that up in a New York market anyway. So if you're going to do that, then I hate you. I'm going to be mad at the team. Don't get me wrong that they didn't go the maximum way. But then where's the heart to say, I want to win? What teams are we talking about that it might go to? The Mets?
Yeah.
They're Alonso and DeGrom away from not even being relevant anymore.
They got 98 wins. You're not going to just sit up here and be disrespectful like that. They have 98 wins. What the hell you mean? Like, they some bum team. Like, come on, man. Like, stop it. If he went to the Mets or he went to the Giants, who last year won over 100 games, he's still trying to win. What has he won with the Yankees?
I know Nada. What he's saying, but I know what he's saying. What he's saying is it's the loyalty thing.
What's the loyalty? Really, where's the loyalty of the organization to him?
What's $20 million?
This dude just got over making $1 million 3 years ago. This dude was making $600,000, $500,000 when I got here. He's been underpaid grossly for the last 4 years, and then they went and took him to arbitration and strung him out for $2 million.
They settled over the $2
million. $2
million. That was so cheap. Let's continue with these calls. Vinny is in New York. Vinny.
Hey, what's going on, Han and
what's
Bart?
Good?
How are you guys today?
What's good, man?
Listen, you gotta root for the laundry.
Yeah.
You can't blame him if he goes. He's going to take the money.
You sound
Yankee
old.
Yankee screwed up.
No, man, that's just reality. That's just how you feel. Like, I'm not going to leave the team.
But it's nothing your it's not your organization, but you're not going to root for him?
Oh, well, that's a good
one. No, I ain't going to root for him if he put the Met uniform on.
He kissed your babies. He's kissed your babies. He signed autographs. He's done everything he's supposed to. And now everybody's hitting home runs today.
Peraza now hits. Everybody's hit. You get a home run. You get a home run. Aaron Judge to bat. No, not you.
The Oswalds.
They're right. Oswaldo and now Oswald hits the home run. Thank you, Vinny. So,
where's Waldo?
Unbelievable. A lot of passion in this conversation. Virginia, we talked to David about it. What's up, David?
Gentlemen, I'm a longtime Mets fan also, but I'm from New York, so I root for the city of New York. If he goes to the Mets, I don't see the Yankees liking it as far as...
What happened?
See, that's what happens on this show.
When
anybody
David?
Show up in support for the Mets,
no.
y'all hang up the line.
Yeah, you know what it's not.
I saw your finger. What you got? You got a button underneath your
take a
underneath?
Look.
No, you got a button underneath your desk like Matt Lauer.
Still,
no, stop.
His name is still there. David, we lost you for a second.
Hey, guys, listen, I'm from New York. I'm a Mets fan. But I'd love to see him go to the Mets. But the bottom line is New York is the Big Apple. Yankee fans probably would really hate it if he went. But I don't see them hating the player. Now, if he went to Boston, they'd hate the player. But if he goes to a National League team that's in the big city, I think they might be a little resentment. But I get the idea that they can live with that. The Big Apple's the Big Apple. They're all brothers at the same time at some point.
See, you know what's funny?
I think
you know what's funny.
I don't think you'd be mad at him.
The Yankees are natural born haters. Because nobody stopped rooting for Daryl Strawberry when he came over and went to the Mets.
Yeah, for Mets fans, it was kind of like gross. It was gross. But you
still
were happy for Straw because he had been through a lot. Like Doc. Doc won a World Series.
Right.
Happy for him because of the story.
This is a one-sided relationship.
But you've never seen it go that way.
Right.
You've never seen a Yankee go to the Mets.
And that's why the Yankees
Curtis
are
Granderson.
Haters.
I mean, yeah, I guess Curtis Granderson was a nice guy, but we were done with him at that point.
But that's why they're haters. What's the little salt shaker guy you kind of laughed at us that we took him? Like, oh, you took our garbage.
Yeah, but Granderson was like, oh,
no, I'm talking about
Granderson. We were like, yeah, you were nice, but he wasn't even a homegrown anyway.
I'm talking about the salt shaker dude from that won the natural, the Little League World Series.
Todd Frazier.
Yeah. Y'all was like, take our
trash. Not a homegrown.
Yeah, y'all like, take our trash.
But it's not a homegrown. That wasn't a homegrown.
So we can give y'all our players and we still support our players. That just shows what kind of disgusting fans Yankee fans are because you're loyal to the pinstripes and not loyal to the player and you blame the damn player.
Well, let's continue with this because this is too much
gross.
We go to Ohio, talk to Adam. Adam, what's happening?
We don't do this in Detroit.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you? Hey, good. I gotta side with Bart here. You know, these organizations got to show a little bit of loyalty too. They're talking about different generations of fan bases. You have certain generations of fan base, and now they want to hold the front office accountable just as much as the player. Players got to get their money. Well, the front office, they make money off the investment they make in these players. Aaron Judge is the Yankees. They got to invest in him. They invested in Derek Jeter until he retired. Invest in Aaron Rodgers. Love your show, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Adam. And that's where I'll agree. Final word on this is exactly that. This is one where it should never get to this. What he has given you this season is something that you have to reward. It goes beyond the performance. It goes what Bart talked about. It's how he presents himself. This is a face of the franchise kind of player. And if he only goes on to hit 38, 42 home runs, and that's it, but he still remains the guy that he has maintained throughout this entire thing, he's still worth every penny because of what he represents. And what he represents is what a lot of Yankee fans say, that's a Yankee, and he should remain as such. Coming up, the Giants and Odell, we'll discuss. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So, let's see. Judge is scheduled to be up second in the order. I don't know if we'll get there, though. The Rangers are still up at bat, although there are two outs. So if we do still on the air and he's up, we will send you to the game. His first at bat, first pitch swing, grounded out. But the Yankees and the Texas Rangers in the first game of a doubleheader tied at two in the bottom of the second inning. Meanwhile, on the football front in New York, Odell Beckham Jr., Bart, was at the Giants facility yesterday.
Oh, really?
And that caught everybody's attention. Like, hey,
Kenny Galladay's kind of been stinking it up now.
Why is he with the Giants? Is this a visit? Turns out, no, that he was there to see Sterling Shepard, his good friend, former teammate, who had gone through, he went through the Achilles, now the ACL, and he wanted to just talk to him. And there was no official visit. He reportedly did not meet with Joe Shane or Brian Daboll.
He couldn't meet with him away from the facility?
I always find that funny. What do you need an official visit for? He used to be here.
Yeah, but I'm saying, he shouldn't go to his house. Couldn't go to his house. Like, you were just in New York buying some stuff, having some fun, hanging out.
Why did he go to the facility to meet him?
Yeah, he could have met him at his house. They could have went to lunch.
Interesting.
Why you got to try and get in the facility?
What do you think?
Is that not tampering?
No. He's technically a free agent. No tampering. He can do whatever he wants. Teams can talk to him. But you said earlier in the show that it's a fait accompli. He's going to stay with the Rams, right?
The Rams.
They still have his locker.
Or the Bills, depending on who he thinks is closest to a championship.
Why wouldn't Green Bay be an option for him? He wouldn't want to play with Aaron Rodgers.
I just don't think he believes that they're like a contender for the Super Bowl.
You don't think so?
I think he believes in a team that won the Super Bowl before.
Yeah.
Listen, if they couldn't go to the Super Bowl with Devontae Adams, he's not better than Devontae Adams.
I just find the Giant angle an interesting one. Not that he would do it, but think about it this way. Brian Daboll in that offense. And if you could go there and sort of clean up behind.
Hell no.
Nah? You don't want to launder that?
Who the hell throwing the ball to you?
Daniel Jones.
For this year.
On one foot.
You know, let's see if they get Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, you threw that out. I wonder what people think of that. Bart said, and Jeff Saturday loved it. In fact, when we come back, we'll play what Jeff Saturday said. Bart's saying that the Giants should think about trading for Trubisky, who is no longer now the QB1 in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh might want to move him because Kenny Pickett's your guy. You don't want somebody hanging over. Would you do that if you were the Giants? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart and Hahn, we're back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn presented by Progressive Insurance. So the New York Post, Bart, is reporting that Tom Brady and Giselle, his wife, have hired divorce lawyers. It's a very interesting thing that has happened here over the last couple of months. Him retiring, saying it's time, that he wants to put more time into family, everything else, right? And you knew his wife had been pushing for it and pushing for it. And then he's retired for a couple of weeks, and then he appears, I don't know, I forget if it was the golf thing, whatever it was, and he was asked about it, and he's like, yeah, it's been great. It's 5 weeks with the family, and
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, he sounded like, I'm already done.
You can't fake, like, it's like false enthusiasm.
It certainly sounded like it, and then he unretires, then she's not happy. Reports come out that they are having issues. And now this, is it fair to say that he chose football over family? That she said to him, it's us or the game? And he said, well, I married the game before I married you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not making a joke of it, but some guys are so obsessed that...
You know who I was when you met me. You know what I was all about. And I can be about family, but this comes first. And at some point, yeah, it does have to end. But if it was just about football, it's many of people that will wait for their husband for another 2 years. I mean, if it's all about...
You think there's more to this than just the fact that he unretired.
It has to
And
be.
Now he's living it like that, focused. I can't do anything. I'm not around. I got to win football games.
But if you knew that if everything else was perfect outside of that decision, then you know that she would wait. Because at some point, we know that it has to end. And if everything else was good, everything else was copacetic, this lets me think that it's other things that's tied, and these two are two respectful people that they won't let that stuff get out.
Remember the interview she did with, I think, Elle magazine, right?
Mm-hmm,
was it Elle that she talked about how she worried about him? They've talked about it many times, that she just wants him to be around that post-career. You want to make sure that there's, you know, that he can be available to them.
Mm-hmm.
And has she reached that breaking point of, you know what, I can't do this anymore? Who knows? But how it impacts him for the rest of the season, and if he is emotional about it, or if it's a weight off, you don't know.
Or if the lawyers are figuring things out, and now you got to go to depositions, or you got to have one of those tough days, those tough weeks where you're arguing over
stuff.
Well,
you're not around the kids. You don't see them every day now. If they're living separately, the kids are with her.
And now you know.
That makes you crazy, man.
And you know that you're not shielding the kids from what's going to be said in the media. Right, this is a high-profile divorce, and the kids are going to have to listen to this. That's why you want to do it as respectful as possible, and you know, really have a conversation and therapy for the kids.
Let me play for you, as we were just talking about before the break. So earlier in the show, we told you that Kenny Pickett is now the official starter for the Steelers. They made it official. Mike Tomlin has talked about it. And right away, when we had Jeff Saturday on, you and Jeff talked about the idea that Mitchell Trubisky, if you're the Steelers, you should try to trade him, because there are teams with quarterback issues, including the Giants, who have injuries to Daniel Jones. Tyrod Taylor has a concussion.
And they dug Jake Fromm up.
Right. Jake Fromm is working out. So is A.J. McCarron, by the way. And you suggested that maybe it's the Giants, because Daboll had him in Buffalo, even though Trubisky was the backup. Would it be an easy fit?
How about we play general manager and let's just make a trade for Mitch Trubisky to New York?
I'm 100% in full favor of the trade. I think it makes both teams better. To your point, Pickett is going to be your guy. You're going to ride with him. And listen, he's going to take lumps. It's going to get ugly. But their team is ugly right now. So with potential and upside, it's ugly watching that thing develop. Move him on. Like you said, get some picks, whatever you can get, some cash, whatever it looks like. Let's make a move. And to your point, Trubisky goes to Giant Land, makes it happen for them for the next couple of weeks while everybody mends up. And I think that you have a fallout plan in New York.
This would be a really interesting scenario. Now, do the Giants want to give up assets? Do they want to keep Daniel Jones as their guy? And if you bring in Trubisky,
he's still your guy. No, he's still your guy. Like Mitchell Trubisky knows under Daboll, he knows that he's the backup. But now he knows he gets an opportunity to continue to audition. He doesn't want the film of him in Pittsburgh being the last reminders when he hits free agency next year. He wants to say, hey, I was in the system I was learning. You know, that offensive line was horrible. I went to the Giants in a system that I knew and I could, you know, get the ball, you know, out early, and I was successful. So listen, you put me in a good system, I'm good.
Now, with about 20 seconds left in our show, Aaron Judge comes to the plate again in Texas for his second at bat.
And
will he hit
rising.
Number 62? Well, he probably won't on our show.
Hit
but if you
pitch.
Want to listen to Canny and Carlin, you can certainly find out because those guys are next and they will have the call. Will Judge hit 62? If he does, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Hit Bart? Like Roger Dorn.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Bart and Hahn podcast.